I have just had my flu jab this week, so I feel a little bit grotty, but there is flu news. Writing in the journal Nature, scientists at the Whitehead Institute in the US have made a step forward in understanding why the flu virus is so deadly, and they have actually done it in a very, very clever way. Now, when you're infected by the flu virus, your immune system generates cells called B cells that produce antibodies. These are special proteins that recognise the virus and neutralise it. Now, a subset of these B cells take up residence in the lungs. They're called memory B cells, and they help fight off the infection if you get reinfected into your lungs by inhaling the virus. Now, these memory B cells are particularly good at recognising the virus, and they spring into action. They make more antibodies at the first sign of infection. But the scientists have discovered that the flu virus can specifically infect and kill these cells in the lungs. And that actually makes it harder for them to fight off the infection and gives the flu another go at infecting you.
That's pretty nasty, isn't it? So the virus gets into you and it wipes out the very cells that are there to defend you in case it comes back again.
Exactly. It's very cunning. Now, to find out how this was working, they did it in a very, very roundabout but very clever way. Now, it's very, very difficult to purify these flu-infected B cells. So they had to take a bit of a roundabout technique, and they used cloning techniques. So they got some mice that had been infected with flu, and they looked for the B cells that had been specifically infected by flu. And then they took those B cells, took the DNA, the nucleus, out of those B cells, injected it into a mouse egg cell that had had its own DNA removed. And then they grew embryonic stem cells from that and then created what's called chimeric mice, transgenic mice. So that in the mice that they generated, all of their B cells could only recognise the flu. So you, instead of trying to spot the cells in the mice, they just make a mouse where all the cells recognise flu. Very, very clever way of doing it. And when they studied how the virus infected these mice, they found that the virus infects the flu-specific memory B cells in their lungs and kills those cells. But in other parts of the body, like the lymph nodes, it doesn't destroy them. So it looks like the flu is specifically targeting and killing the cells that are deliberately there to try and protect us from when we re-inhale the virus, and it gives it another chance for the infection to take hold before the rest of the immune system kicks in.
And now that we know how it's doing this, do they speculate how we may be able to exploit this in order to make a flu therapy or to reduce the risk of someone catching flu again?
Well, they think it helps to explain why flu is so infectious and why it can kind of go round and round again. So it could help with the design of vaccines or ways to treat it, maybe entirely new preventive approaches. But what's interesting as well is that this roundabout cloning technique could actually be used to study other kinds of viral infections too. So it's a really great technique for studying specifically how individual viruses infect and act on the body's immune system. So it's a really nice piece of work.
Thank you, Kat.